This is Arts and More on WMUK. About 5 years ago, the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts took on an ambitious goal to create a tour within the museum that was accessible to those who are visually impaired. This was tricky for a number of reasons. The most pressing issue, the KIA specializes in visual art, paintings. So how do you take a visual medium and bring it alive for someone who can't see it? KIA docents Frank Wolf and Tracy Kleinstecker will give a talk on March 22nd explaining how the museum did it. For a lot of museums, the approach is to simply print out a piece of paper with a few descriptions of the art in Braille. But Kleinstecker says the KIA wanted something more interactive, something where visitors could touch and feel the art, interpret it.
Because they are allowed to feel the texture, feel the temperature of it, feel the differences in the contrast, how big, how tall, how wide, how rough, how smooth. They gather all that information with their hands, so it makes their experience very much more engaging with the art than if they were just read, you know, a Braille or read the Braille themselves.
Docent Frank Wolf says selecting the right pieces is challenging. There's a tricky balancing act, he says. It needs to be durable enough to hold up to the touch. And you want it to be complex and interesting, but also something that you can figure out with your hands.
When we show a piece, there's two things we don't want to do. One, we don't want to completely describe the piece and say, now go ahead and touch it. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, we don't want to say, this isn't a contest. We're not going to just say, well, here's a sculpture and let them figure it out and maybe become frustrated. So what we try to do is walk the line between giving too much information and too little information.
So you want me to demonstrate?
Kleinstecker, the other docent, walks me over to one of the pieces in the Touch Art exhibit. It's by local artist Paul Panchila, called Clueni. On a large piece of wood sits a giant eagle carved out of a moose antler. Next to it, there's a small, smooth bear, gently shaped out of soapstone. It's this range of textures, she says, the roughness of the antler versus the smoothness of the stone, that makes this work.
So you have this really smooth bear and then this really rough anchor, so there's this difference. And they take the gloves and they just feel the piece, the feathers, the leather.
Eventually, Kleinstecker says you can pull all these textures together and get a real interpretation of the sculpture. And once that happens, the docents can start asking the tough questions. What's the mood of the piece? What does it mean?
It empowers visually impaired people because when they come, they can, you know, have access to the thoughts and the feelings and the emotions and everything, just like everybody else. So it allows them to really express themselves as well. Because now they can see, touch, hear, whatever, all these pieces of art that were basically shut off, you know, shut out from them.
But Kleinstecker says there's still a bigger challenge to overcome. The KIA has a limited touch art tour now, but it wants to show more. In particular, she says the museum is searching for ways to make two-dimensional art, like paintings and portraits, accessible as well. The ideas are still in the early stages, she says, but they're thinking about processes like 3D printing and using a material called swell paper.
Which is a paper that you draw on and it swells up so it makes like a ridge. Mm-hmm. And doing that in the shape of the painting itself, and then they would explore that paper. So it would give them a basic idea of what is on the canvas.
Kleinstecker says this is all part of an effort to open up the KIA to the greater community in a new way. You can hear Kleinstecker and Wolf talk at the KIA on March 22nd. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.